Happy Friday, everyone. Today is February 12th, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1878, Harvard player Frederick Thayer patents baseball's first catcher's mitt. If you're really interested, the patent number is 2,358. In 1909, American James Clark runs a then world record marathon in New York City in 2 hours, 46 minutes, and 52.6 seconds. In 1937, Cleveland, now Los Angeles Rams, is granted an NFL franchise. In 1981, arbiters declare Red Sox catcher Carlton Fisk a free agent. In 1982, Wayne Gretzky scores his 153rd point of the season, breaking an NFL record. In 1984, Cal Yarborough becomes the first Daytona 500 qualifier to qualify at over 200 miles an hour. In 1989, Wayne Gretzky sets two records, his 45th hat trick of the season and his 10th 40-plus goal season. In 1994, the 17th Winter Olympic Games open in Lillehammer, Norway. In 1997, Fred Goldman says he will settle for a signed murder confession from O.J. Simpson in lieu of his $20.5 million settlement. In 1998, the Cowboys signed Chan Gailey as their fourth head coach. In 2007, Marty Schottenheimer is abruptly fired as the head coach of the San Diego Chargers due to the lack of playoff success and a strained relationship with ownership. And in 2013, at a ceremony in Philadelphia, the NFL pays tribute to the life of the founder of the NFL Films, the late Steve Sable. And we'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around, and welcome to our deep dive segment. Today we're going to be looking at a man who was instrumental in bringing you mic'd up players, various angles of viewing games, and those phenomenal cinematic DVDs you buy when your team wins the Super Bowl. Today we're going to be talking about Steve Sable. As president of the most honored filmmakers in the sports, Sable continued to be the artistic vision behind the studio that revolutionized the way Americans watch football. Sable and his father, Ed, who was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on February 5, 2011, were honored in 2003 with a Lifetime Achievement Emmy for the National Academy of Television Arts and Science for, quote, revolutionizing the way America watches football and setting the standard in sports filmmaking, end quote. While NFL Films has won over 100 Emmys, Sable himself has received 35 of those Emmys for writing, cinematography, editing, directing, and producing. No one else in all of television has earned as many Emmys in as many different categories. Building on the entrepreneurial spirit of his father and founder of NFL Films, Sable was named the 2002 Sports Executive of the Year by Sporting News magazine. Sable also received the prestigious Pete Rozelle Award, which is presented each year to someone who has made an outstanding contribution to the NFL and to professional football. He joins a select group of honorees, including Vince Lombardi, Don Rooney, Lamar Hunt, Tom Landry, and Don Shula. In 2007, the Pro Football Hall of Fame honored Sable with the Dan Reeves Pioneer Award, recognizing his innovative ideas that have contributed to the game of professional football. Sable was also the recipient of the 2010 Sports Leadership Award, presented to him at the March of Dimes 27th Annual Sports Luncheon, which is one of the highest profile events of the year for the sports and sports media business in New York. In March 2011, NFL Films was recognized with the Lamar Hunt Award for Professional Football, which is given in recognition of visionary leadership that has helped the NFL become the preeminent pro sports league in America. Saubel and his father, Ed, were inducted in the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame in November 2011, which was followed by Saubel's induction into the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame in December. Saubel also received the Sports Business Journal's, quote, Champions, Pioneers, and Innovators in Sports Business Award in March 2012 for shaping the business of sports through his career of distinguished success. Saubel began his career in 1964 as a cinematographer working for his father and founder of NFL Films, Ed Saubel. As an all-Rocky Mountain Conference running back at Colorado College, majoring in art history, as well as an avid movie fan, Saubel was, as his father put it, quote, uniquely qualified to make football movies, end quote. Saubel won over 40 Emmys during his time with NFL Films and was honored with Lifetime Achievement Award in 2003. Saubel took over NFL Films from his father Ed, who founded the company and instituted several groundbreaking ideas in the world of sports television. NFL Films was the first company to wire coaches and players for sound, as well as be the first to use slow motion and montage editing in sports. The broadcast pioneers of Philadelphia inducted Saubel into their Hall of Fame in 1996. On September 18, 2012, Saubel died of brain cancer in Moortown, New Jersey, 18 months after being diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor in March 2011. He died 2 weeks before his 70th birthday and a week after his father's 96th. He was honored before every NFL game in week 3 with a video tribute. The NFL paid tribute to his life and contributions to the league at a ceremony on February 12, 2013 in Philadelphia. On January 15, 2020, Saubel was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2020. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe however you're listening to us, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or any of the other platforms we're on. Also, please like and follow us on all social media. We can be found at Sport History Pod. Again, that's at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw of Audionautics for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.